Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning is the gospel reading as read from John chapter 1. You may be seated. Today, on this second Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord, we hear yet another Epiphany of our Lord. That is, his revealing to us his divinity. This revealing was through the testimony, literally, the preaching of John the Baptist. And our reading today is given as a commentary on what happened at Jesus' baptism. When John saw Jesus coming to him, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And although John the Baptist was a relative of Jesus, John himself said that he did not formally know Jesus, for he had not yet been revealed to him as the Son of God. But it was in John's baptizing Jesus that he saw the Spirit descend, and he saw the Spirit remain on Jesus, marking him as the one who comes baptizing with the Spirit. Jesus alone is worthy that the Holy Spirit should remain upon him. And now the Lamb of God is revealed to us by the same Spirit, not by the Spirit remaining on him, but rather by Jesus giving us his Spirit, and by the Spirit remaining on us, and even in us. Through the water of holy baptism, we have been given the Holy Spirit, and we have been joined to the Lamb. Let us take to heart John's preaching. Let us look to the Lamb. John's witness identified Jesus as the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God is probably the least known and the least used title of Jesus. This title connects Jesus to the Paschal Lamb, the Lamb that was sacrificed during the Passover. The Passover of the Lord is one of the most notable salvific events of the people of Israel. At that time, the people of Israel were in slavery and bondage in Egypt. And when the Lord was about to bring judgment against those who oppressed his people, and even against their false gods, the Lord commanded Israel to kill the Passover lamb, and they were to spread its blood on the lintel and the doorposts of their house. And thus they were marked safe from the destroyer. Then the Lord passed over them. That is, he saved them because they were marked by the blood. Through the death and the blood of the Lamb, their lives were preserved. Life came through the blood. And the story of Abraham and Isaac is also an important for this title of Jesus. When Abraham was commanded to sacrifice his only son, Isaac, whom he loved, as a burnt offering to the Lord. And when Abraham obeyed the Lord's command, the Lord provided a substitute, and he spared Abraham's son. A ram, a male sheep, was sacrificed in Isaac's place. Now, a connection can be made between the lamb and the son. It is Jesus who is both the sacrificial Lamb of God and the beloved Son of God. For the people of old, they were called upon to provide the sacrifice. They were called upon to provide the Lamb. In the crucifixion of Jesus, it was God who provided himself, his only begotten Son, the Lamb of God, as the all-atoning and the final sacrifice for sin. As it was foretold by the prophet Isaiah, Jesus was like a lamb that was led to the slaughter. And he bore the sin of many and now makes intercession for the transgressors. By the shedding of Jesus' blood, the sin of all the world was and is forgiven. That great debt which we owed God for our sin was paid in full through the blood of the Lamb. Our Lord Jesus Christ, No longer does God call upon us to make sacrifices for sin. For Jesus is God's eternal sacrifice, who now stands interceding for us. Through his blood, we have been given life. As foretold in our reading by the prophet Isaiah, from the womb of his mother Mary, our Lord Jesus Christ was formed, and he was called to bring salvation to all nations. By his holy incarnation, our Lord has sanctified every womb and every life, from the children of Eve through all human history to this very day, and every day until the Lord comes again. Every child which the Lord has formed in the womb of their mother is a gift from the Lord. He has made all lives holy, and they are blessed in his sight. It is precisely because of our Lord's holy incarnation, God becoming flesh, that we are a people of life. But the devil will not have this. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he still seeks lives. He prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. And the devil's unholy, murderous disciples still walk among us. They want us to question the sanctity of human life. They want us to deny our Lord's incarnation by supporting death. Countless children are murdered in our land every day through abortion. Our culture tells us that human life is determined by its usefulness. Those who are productive are deemed worthy of life, and those who cannot care for themselves are treated as less than human. And this is why John the Baptist came preaching repentance. This is why John came pointing to Jesus. This is why the church must call sinners to repentance, to defend the lives of those who cannot defend themselves. This is why Jesus came, to put an end to death and to give life to the world. John the Baptist did not proclaim, "Behold, the great advice giver." He did not proclaim, "Behold, the new lawgiver." Instead, he proclaimed, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And now this is the message that the Lord Jesus Christ gives to his church, that we might proclaim it. Look to Christ, the Lamb of God. He came into this world to give us life through the shedding of his blood for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus came to reconcile us to the Father. Jesus came to make all things new. Through his death, he has destroyed death, and by his resurrection, he has opened to us the kingdom of heaven. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ our Lord, not even death. For all people who have ended the lives of other humans, the Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world. For all people who have had their lives ended by other humans, the Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world. For all people, the Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world. Because Jesus is the Lamb, that Lamb who bore our sin and the sin of the whole world, our forgiveness, our salvation depends entirely on him. He has taken every sin upon his shoulders to that cross of Calvary, and that great weight has been lifted from us. Life is given to us in the blood of Jesus, and that is why he comes to us week in and week out in his Holy Supper, therein giving us his blood in the New Testament, which he shed for us on the cross to give us new life. And we have been marked with the blood of the Lamb through baptism. And we need not fear death, for our Lord has overcome death, and he has even brought to us life. Finally, as the beginning of John's gospel tells us, in Jesus was life, And the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. Jesus is that light which has been revealed to us in darkness. Jesus is a life which has been given to us in this dying world. He alone comes to us to give us his life, to give us life that we might have it in fullness. And he is the one alone who has the words of eternal life. Blessed is he, and blessed are you, because you live in him. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your minds in Christ Jesus, now and until everlasting life. Amen.